Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another day of DU Softball as the Penguins welcome in the Lady Argonauts from Notre Dame Dana Moore University. The Argonauts head coach is Haley Woods, their record this season 20-29. The lineups for the Argonauts. Number two is Tanya Houston. She'll be at shortstop. Lindsey Crist, number eight, will be in center field. Tara Van Meter, number 12, will be in right field. The designated player is Brianna DeLorenzo, number 24. At first base will be Danielle Holt, number 15. Bree Norris, number 22, will be at second. Sierra Keeney, number 3, will be in left field. Cassie Moser, number 25, behind the plate. Tara Lynn Odo, number 4, will be at third base. And the pitcher and flex player is Laurel Cartinson, number 10. On the bench for the Argonauts, Danny Langett, number 6. Kate Elwell, number 1. Laura Jordan, number 13. And Danielle Gray, number 20. For the Penguins from Dominican University of California on Senior Send-Off Day, number 5, Ashley Mills, will start in left field. Number 24 is Brittany Hale. She'll be in center. Number 2 at second base is Amber Lara. At shortstop, number 13, Kate Manning. Catching for the Penguins, number 4, the senior, Jessica Tallman. At first base, number 7, senior, Shannon Whitney Markley. The designated player for the Penguins, number 35, Kristen Kennedy. At third base, number 1, Jenna Joyner. Starting in right field, number 23, the senior, Sunsude Castro. Starting on the mound, the flex player, number 8, senior, Dina Westro. On the bench for the Penguins, Annalisa Lujan, number 6. Leslie Fay, number 15. Robin Ridpath, number 16. And Ryan Paulus, number 11. The head coach for the Penguins is Bob Herman. He's assisted by Jessica Campos. Ladies and gentlemen, these games will be broadcast tonight at 7 o'clock on DU Radio, on the Internet, Worldwide Radio. Dominican.edu. Our umpires for today's games, behind the plate, Chris Elzey, out in the field for game one, Lisa Allard. So, it's the same teams. So
it's not like basketball. I don't have to. I focus on visitor or home.
That's right. So you're going to say, when I go like this, you're going to say, coming to the plate is Tanya Houston.
Tanya Houston.
Yep. I'm just going to listen to what I say and repeat it. All right, folks. We are getting ready to get this game underway on Senior Send-Off Day. The seniors on their final day of collegiate softball play for the mighty Dominicans will be Jessica Tallman, Shannon Markley, Sonny Castro, and Dina Westrope. Those are some great Penguins who've had great careers, most of which the home games have been played right here at Albert's Park. We've concluded with the starting lineups. Umpires are out, getting the ground rules down with the coaches. Teams are warming up. For Notre Dame, they will be sending to the plate Tanya Houston, and she'll be a shortstop. Lindsey Crist in center field. Tara Van Meter in right field. Bria DeLorenzo will be the designated player. Danielle Holt at first base. Bree Norris will be at second. Sierra Keeney over there in left field. Cassie Moser behind the plate. Tara Lynn Odo at third base. And pitching for the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore University, The flex player is Laurel Christians, Cartenson. This is Stuart Horn, the voice of the Penguins. I am joined today by Mr. Kleen. Mr. Kleen is alongside, and we'll have him on the air in game two. Mr. Kleen is doing the overhead announcing today, keeping the score out there on the scoreboard. A packed house out here at Alberts Park, about 75 degrees, just the slightest breeze. A perfect day for softball on senior send-off day as the Penguins graduate four seniors, three of whom are starters. And today, all four of them are getting the start. And it should be a great day for the Penguins, who currently are 12-22 this year under head coach Bob Herman. But they've had a rough lineup, a rough go of it this year with some great games, a bunch of one-run games that the Penguins have dropped. I'm not so happy to mention that. Mr. Kleen, who's sitting just to my right here at Alberts Park. Mr. Kleen and I are up here in the luxury box, complete with carpeting, Mr. Kleen, you'll notice. We're out of the sun, and that's the good part. So we're getting ready to get things going. Game one, a doubleheader today against the NC2A Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore University. We'll have the top of the first inning coming up for you right here on radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us. All right, fans, here we go. Top of the first inning. Stuart Horn, Mr. Kleen, your DU broadcasters for this afternoon on radio.dominican.edu. Penguins have taken the field, and leading off will be number two, Tanya Hewson, for the Argonauts. First pitch of the afternoon coming up. Westrope now rocks on the rubber and starts things off. And that's a strike. No balls, one strike. So Hewson, the right-handed batter, stands back in there now. Westrope kicks and deals, works very quickly. She fouls it down the third base line, about 6 feet foul, carried it right over the head of Joyner out there at third base. Mills shags it out there in left field. Most of the Penguins with the sunglasses on. Well, about half of them. The senior Sonny Castro out there in right field. 0-2 on Hewson. Here's the pitch. This one's right up the middle. Back to Westrope. One bounce over to Markley. One away. Coming up next is Lindsey Crist.
Clear the count.
Lindsey Crist will come up for her first AB. As Hewson goes down 1-3 on a one hard chopper, one bounce chopper back to Westrope on the mound. Uh-oh, this one's down the third base line. It's ripped over Joyner's head. It's still running. Around first is Crist. She's heading for second. Now she's digging for third. Here comes the throw, and Crist makes it standing up on the first pitch. Crist with a triple. Coming up now is Tara Van Meter. One down. Runner at third is Crist. And Tara Van Meter, the right-handed batter, stands in. Looks down to the coach, gets the sign. Runner at third. Top of the first. First pitch is a little high. Ball one. Bria DeLorenzo is on deck. Van Meter stands back in now. She rocks back, and here's the pitch. Off-speed delivery. I guess it was a little bit high, Mr. Kleen. It looked pretty good from here. So it's two balls and no strikes. DeLorenzo on deck. Here's the next pitch up the middle. That's a fair ball. That'll score one. A Kleen single right over the pitcher, and here is Bria DeLorenzo. Score is 1-0. With one runner on, one down, Danielle Holt is on deck. The designated player is DeLorenzo, and she comes up now. The fourth right-handed batter in a row to come up to face Westrope. She takes the first pitch a little bit high and away. Ball one. Runner at first is Tara Van Meter. Here's the next pitch from Westrope. This one's chopped up. It's going to be a tough play in between. Lara's got it. Fires over to Markley. And the sacrifice works. Here is Danielle Holt. Danielle Holt comes up now. job there, Mr. Clean. Holt stands in. Holt looks to be about 6 feet tall, maybe taller. Holt is very tall and stands way up in the box with the runner at second. After the sacrifice and the second out, there are two outs, so the score is 1-0. And the first one's called a strike. Bree Norris is on deck. Should Holt reach? Here's the next pitch. This one's chopped right off the plate. Westrope charges. Westrope's got it. Fires over to Markley. Not in time. And that is an error. They're going to give her an infield hit for Danielle Holt with a single. And here comes Bree Norris, number 22. On the play, Van Meter advanced to third. And with two down and one in, here is Bree Norris, second baseman for Notre Dame. She squares to bunt. She pulls back. Runner goes down to second. Here comes the play. Oh, out at second with a perfect throw by Tallman.
Now you say exactly what I say right now.
After a half an inning, Notre Dame leads 1-0. So Bree Norris pulled back on the fake bunt. Danielle Holt is gunned down by Tallman after a superb throw. So Norris will lead off in the top of the second. In the half inning, Notre Dame managed to score one. For the Penguins, it'll be Mills, Hale, and Lara. Bottom of the first coming up, Penguins trail. Radio.dominican.edu. Here we go with the bottom of the first inning, fans. Penguins trail, but they've not even had an AB yet. Here's Ashley Mills to lead things off for the Dominicans. She stands in, left-handed batter. That was low for a ball. And the pitcher is Laurel Cartenson. Cartenson fires the first one in. Very, very hard. Oh, brother, is she heaving it right now? And it is now 1-1. One ball, one strike now to Mills. And I don't know if the Penguins have seen a thrower like Cartenson who can throw it this hard. Boy, does she have a fastball. This one's chopped over to second. A good dig. And Norris fires it over to Holt. And Mills goes down 4-3. Here is number 24, Brittany Hale. Hale, the center fielder for the Penguins, comes up. She's also a left-handed batter. So Coach Herman bringing up two lefties to start things off. Hale's a pretty good running slap hitter. She takes a practice swing after the first pitch. I don't know what it was. I asked the umpire to hold the fingers up, but she didn't do it there. And this one is, and that was called an illegal pitch by the umpire, who's come in now going to talk to Cartenson. Cartenson knows what she did, so the discussion doesn't last very long. Hale's in there with two balls and no strikes. Amber Lara's on deck. Here's the next pitch. Low and away. And the Penguins one ball away from getting the first base runner of the afternoon. Cartenson's bringing it, Mr. Clean. She's throwing it up there high 70s right now. It's right out of the box. Here's the next pitch. Off speeder. Called a strike, 3-1. No, outside. A delayed call. And Hale goes down to first. Here's Amber Lara, number two. So Amber Lara comes in, the first right-handed batter of the afternoon for the Mighty Penguins. Lara wears number two, looks down to the coach. Coach has put on a visor. Must be getting hot out there already in the third base coach's box. That's Bob Herman down there. Herman's assisted by Jessica Campos. She's over in the first base coach's box. Cartenson looks over to the runner. Now she fires it in there. Right up the middle. Dug out nicely. Now over to second. Oh, brother, nearly a double play committed against the Penguins. Unproductive out by Lara. She goes to first. Gunned down at second was Hale. Here comes Kate Manning. Kate Manning steps in, number 13, a right-handed batter. She's got the face guard hanging off the helmet. Manning takes a practice swing. Now she looks out at Cartenson, runner at first. Two down, foul tipped. That's a strike. It's almost always a strike, Mr. Clean, when it's fouled off. Mr. Clean wearing the A's hat today. Tallman to bat if Manning should reach. This one's inside. 1-1. Scores 1-0. We're in the bottom of the first inning, fans. Radio.dominican.edu. 1-0 in favor of the Argonauts, of visiting Argonauts from Notre Dame Dana Moore University down there in Belmont. Penguins are at bat. Runner at first. This one's chopped over to third. It's in the hole. And that's a gapper and a clean hit for Manning. And here comes number four, Jessica Tallman. So the senior, Jessica Tallman, wears number four and catching for the Penguins. She may actually catch both games today. Who knows? It's very warm out here today, but Tallman's pretty tough. Last time we had her on the radio, Tallman caught both games. First pitch is right there, called a strike. No balls, one strike, two runners on, two down, bottom of the first. Penguins threatening. A base hit here could tie things. Cartenson is really bringing the heat right now. Cartenson works quickly. Oh, brother, a high strike. Laura is the runner at second with Kate Manning, the runner at first base. Shannon Markley on deck if Tallman should reach. If Tallman reaches, Penguins might have a run in. Here's the next pitch. Nothing and two, fouled away. We'll do it again. There's a great cut there by Tallman. Shout out to Tallman's folks. Tallman, the senior. Her final home game for the Penguins. A momentous occasion playing against the Argonauts. She wants to make it a good one. Good level swing there. She stands back in. Here's Cartenson with the next pitch. Low, off-speed delivery.